Tomorrow night, after the sun has gone way down and the moon is super high in the sky, the Pac-12, I mean the Big Ten matchup featuring the Oregon Ducks and the UCLA Bruins. The Ducks get away. They get their first Big Ten matchup against UCLA.
Yeah, it's almost like it feels very anticlimactic.
It's very weird, right?
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
But they will take, the Ducks will take on the Bruins at 8 o'clock kick, which means a kick that's probably going to be at like 8:12.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Against a UCLA team that has, so far through three games, Jeff Russ, do you know how many points they've scored through three games?
Ooh, UCLA?
UCLA. Where would you think they...
Three games.
Through three games.
Are we under 20?
No, we were under 50.
Oh, okay. Three, okay. But what they've given up is a lot.
They are 3 points off of being doubled up.
Yikes.
Through three games.
Yikes.
They have scored 46 points.
Oh, okay.
Given up 89.
Man.
If you're wondering, through three games, what's sad about this is the team behind them in scoring, Kent State, has played four games. The other teams have all played three games.
By the way, they scored 43 points. No, I'm sorry. You're correct.
46.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up my columns here.
I hope so. Because
no, you're correct.
They have the actual points scored for me right
yes.
here. If they had it wrong, I was going to be very disappointed.
Sorry, I was just pulling up the schedule.
And, oh, no. You trying to do math?
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Yeah,
it happens. Miami, Ohio. The nation's worst scoring offense at 25 points, total points through three games. Unfortunately, number two, my Air Force Falcons.
Oof.
31 total points through three games. Kennesaw State, 36 total points through three games. And again, Kent State through four games, 41 points. For those doing the math, that is 10.25 points per game.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah, that's no good.
But UCLA and Deshaun Foster... 46 points through three games.
Yeah, that's not great, Bob.
Again, they have given up 89, which is slightly better than Kent State's 205.
just slightly.
To be clear, Kent State has scored 41 through four games, 10.25, given up 205. So if you're doing the math there, they're scoring 10.25 and giving up 50. Point
51.
No, 51
and a quarter.
Point 25
yeah.
points per game.
Wow.
They're being outscored on average by 41.5 points. Or 41
Stinky.
To 40. They are the worst team in football by, I can't even quantify
yeah.
that.
Yeesh.
It is very bad. It is awful.
Do we have to take away the name of the Golden Flashes and make it more like the Copper Flashes?
Turd Flashes?
Well, if you make it the Copper Flashes, at least then the meth heads might want it.
It's true. They will strip it down. They will strip it down. There's no doubt about that. So UCLA is the fifth worst scoring offense in the country, and they had the 78th best scoring defense in the country. They are atrocious.
Yeah.
By, again, every single level. The Oregon Ducks have an opportunity to kind of go out there and really right this ship, right? As it goes for them going forward, this is where the schedule starts to pick up, and you want to make sure you're playing your best football. Unfortunately, Oregon may have some injuries on the offensive line still, or we'll see come game time what it looks like.
Bedford kind of got re-injured a little bit during the bye week.
Bye week, which is when you're hoping to get healthy.
Right.
And then after UCLA, you have Michigan State and Ohio State at home. Now, again, that is not murderer's row when you're talking about UCLA, Michigan State, Ohio State, but you're getting gradually...
You're ramping up.
You're ramping up, yes. 100%, particularly that Ohio State game on October 12th.
Well, then even Michigan State, that's a Friday night game, too, and weird stuff always happens on Fridays.
And look, Michigan State, they're not great. Aiden Childs has had some, holy crap, what are you doing, dude, moments. But...
Jonathan Smith has a bit of familiarity with Oregon.
The program and how to attack them and how to exploit certain things, and I think that's certainly going to play a part. I still expect Oregon to win that game handily.
Mm-hmm.
But I, if you're a Duck fan, if you're a Duck supporter, if you are looking at the Ducks to have that opportunity to run the table, this is your get-right area. You've had your bye week. You don't. That's it. You know, you're not getting that other opportunity. So, what does this look like for you as you go down the stretch?
Well, I'd like to believe with, like you said, Michigan State and Ohio State coming up after this, that Oftentimes,
don't look past this game.
Well, oftentimes, yes, this could be a look ahead game, but I'm not sure that that's the case coming out of a bye week. I feel like that helps remedy some of that.
And I can't remember who it was. It was one of the Duck players said the doctor has had some real medicine for us this week. And I would imagine, look, Dan Lanning in press conferences is and hype videos is fun and endearing, and you're like, that man knows how to chew ass like you would not believe.
I would imagine, yeah.
So I imagine those film sessions where they struggled in some areas. The come to Jesus moments were very profound and highlighted. I don't think anybody who had subpar efforts or subpar execution got away with anything. Now, you had a great win against Oregon State. You kind of move on from that now, and you have the bye week.
It looks like they put some things together for that one.
But if you're banged up on your offensive line again,
right?
We saw them struggle against lesser. I mean, look, they struggle against Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho. Yeah. Look, and you can say everything went Idaho's way and Oregon shot themselves in the foot, but a lot of it was self-inflicted because they had issues on the offensive line.
Yes.
And if that rears its ugly head, I don't think UCLA is going to be a problem, but this is a mark-the-box win.
Yeah.
Get through the game, handle business, get better, come out healthy. Like, that's the order of operations for this game.
Yes.
Is there any other part of this where you're like, meh, well, let's see this or that? Or because I am 100% on the mind of it is more important for you to make sure you're getting things right, that you're tightening up execution, you're not hurting yourself, no self-induced penalties,
right,
turnovers, anything of that nature, and then get the hell out of there healthy.
Yes.
Like, this is not a stat padding. Let's not make sure we get Dylan Gabriel 500 yards and up his Heisman campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the margins right now on the offensive line are too thin for that.
Right. Yeah. Well, so that, you know, it makes you wonder that, not that the coaches and whatnot are concerned about this, but 25.5, that's a big one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be 41.5 if they're playing Kent State.
Yeah.
But that's not the biggest line we've seen.
No.
What was the line against Idaho? Wasn't it 30 something?
Or at least.
Yeah, I want to say it was like 34.
Oh, okay.
If I remember right, that was a massive.
I didn't remember if there was maybe a 4 in the front of it.
Yeah, it might have been 44.
Yeah.
But it was a massive line, which I go nowhere near ever, unless it's like Georgia against, you know.
Yeah. But if this goes the way that you're talking, where it's about getting right and figuring things out, then that seems like, you know.
I don't think you cover that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Again, we've talked about this a little bit, but with the 12-team playoff, it's not about style points.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Yeah, now you've got a little more wiggle room.
Handle business.
Yeah.
Handle business. Now, look, in the end, if you're vying for seeding, you probably wish you would have handled Idaho better or handled Boise State better.
Yeah.
Or if it's somehow within 25 against UCLA, you wish you had the more emphasis on a righteous butt kicking.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't play that game now. You don't have, it's not that Oregon doesn't have the depth, it's that their depth is being tested right now.
Yes.
That's the problem, exactly. Is that you've already kind of exhausted some of your interior line depth, and you're like, okay, we need to get healthy here. And so I think that the biggest thing for me is make sure you handle business, but make sure you get out of this healthy before you get into the real, you know, gist of Big Ten play.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird to say.
I know. It's still tough to get used to.
You know?
Still tough to get used to.
But yeah, UCLA-Oregon, that historical Big Ten matchup.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome to Big Ten football in L.A. featuring the UCLA Bruins and the Oregon. Wait, what? I hear Big Ten football in L.A., I think, the Rose Bowl.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. Big Ten versus Pac-12.
Super weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how to wrap my head around that.